Dogs wired for human smiles, a shark that grabbed the buoy instead, and the long view from the web. Two independent studies converged on a finding about canine cognition. Domestication has built neural circuits into dog brains specifically tuned to human facial expressions. And when dogs see a human smile, the reward center activity in their brains resembles the response triggered by food. This is not individual learned behavior. It is evolutionary architecture. Constructed over the roughly 15,000 years, dogs have lived alongside humans. The research suggests humans have reshaped canine neurology such that human happiness registers in a dog's brain as a reward in itself. In Scarborough Beach, Maine, a lifeguard was grabbed by a great white shark and dragged underwater. The shark seized the lifeguard's rescue torpedo buoy rather than his body. He freed himself and swam to shore uninjured. Great white sharks are increasingly being observed in Maine waters as rising ocean temperatures push their prey ranges northward. A small, non-lethal data point in the same climate story the ocean temperature records document. A Columbia earthquake pushed its death toll into the scores as rescue workers continued operations. The critical 72-hour survival window for earthquake victims was still open at the time of reporting, with international equipment and trained rescue teams representing the decisive variable for how the toll moves in coming days. Columbia sits in a geologically active region where the Nazca Plate subducts beneath South America, and damage was concentrated in rural and mountainous communities with lower income housing stock and less robust construction. The Webb Space Telescope's infrared images of the Lion Nebula offered the kind of long perspective that the day's human-scale urgencies tend to crowd out. Webb's infrared capability reveals dust and ionized gas structures within dying star remnants that Hubble's optical imaging in 2000 could not access. Temperature gradients, ionization fronts, dense clumps that may become new stars. The heavy elements scattered by stellar death will eventually be incorporated into new planetary systems. The processes shaping Earth's future are the same ones operating at stellar scale on timescales no human intuition was built to navigate.